Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, November 24th, 2025. U.S. Customs and Border Protection has issued an update on their operations in Maine, saying that they have had an unprecedented number of apprehensions. Quote, the U.S. Border Patrol's Houlton sector achieved a historic milestone in fiscal year 2025, surpassing all previous apprehension records. As of October 1st, agents apprehended 725 individuals illegally present in the United States, exceeding the prior record of 685 apprehensions set in 2001. These individuals represent a diverse range of origins, with 46 countries recorded. Despite the increase in apprehensions, the Houlton sector emphasizes that border security remains strong. The sector has reported an 80% decrease in illegal crossings along the United States-Canada border in Maine and has had no known gotaways, that's in quotation marks, since January. The success highlights the dedication of Border Patrol agents and the agency's effectiveness in securing the nation's borders. This milestone was achieved through strategic resource allocation to vulnerable areas, improved infrastructure, enhanced enforcement posture, and prioritizing frontline operations that place agents in enforcement roles. The men and women of the U.S. Border Patrol remain steadfast in their commitment to securing the border, equipped with tools and resources that enable them to perform their duties with unprecedented effectiveness. The accomplishment reflects the collaboration and support of federal, state, local, and international partners. Intelligence sharing and operational partnerships have enabled the Houlton sector to identify and apprehend criminal aliens, their words, who threaten public safety, all of whom have faced prosecutorial consequences. Among those apprehended are members of MS-13, SATG, and Trende Aragua, as well as an individual with an Interpol red notice for murder. Their statement goes on, quote, this is about more than numbers. It's about safeguarding national security. Every apprehension disrupts potential threats from human smuggling networks to individuals with illicit intentions, ensuring that Maine's communities and the entire United States remain safe from those seeking to exploit our borders, said Chief Patrol Agent Derek Stamper. He continued, quote, to anyone considering illegal entry into the United States, we will find you, we will apprehend you, and you will face the full consequences of your actions under the law. Our borders are not open invitations for illegal activities. They are lines we defend with resolve. Thank you to the men and women of the Houlton sector for their outstanding service. Together, we're building a more secure America, end quote. If you'd like to keep an eye on what they're up to, you can follow them on Facebook at U.S. Border Patrol Houlton Sector. The Maine ICE Watch Resource Hub can be found at maineimmigrantrights.org. They also have a hotline at 207-544-9989. You can also report there any ICE activity that you've seen near where you are. The Conscious Cafe, in conjunction with Loaves and Fishes Food Pantry, will offer a free community Thanksgiving meal on Thursday, November 27th from 11 to 4 at the cafe on 50 Church Street in Ellsworth. The meal is open to all. The meals will be available for dine-in and pickup. Loaves and Fishes shoppers will be able to pick up their holiday meal fixings, including turkeys, between now and November 21st during the pantry's open hours on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 9:30 to 12:30, and Wednesday evenings from 4 to 6:30. Governor Janet Mills and Maine Housing announced on Friday the financing of 311 affordable apartments at 8 different development sites in cities of Biddeford, Belfast, Lewiston, Portland, South Portland, and Rockland. The funding includes $14.3 million in federal and state affordable housing tax credits. In Belfast, the funding is going to Belfast Birches, which will be 24 units for adults 55 and older. And in Rockland, it will be used for 29 family units at the McLean School. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.